to start off, since I'm not going to see you guys tomorrow, a fact that I believe is mutually beneficial. Just want to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving, obviously to you and your families. A lot to be thankful for, and it's important for us to stop and think about it. You know, we're reminded the team as well. But also want to give some credit to our players and community relations staff that were out yesterday working with the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. I know through our collective efforts, able to supply, I think it was about 80,000 meals through the holiday season. And one of our, obviously one of the organizational initiatives is to inspire people to give back. And I thought it was important to open with that just on the eve of a holiday. As far as the game this week, you know, the challenge, it you know, each game it grows with importance based on where we are, and this is no different. It's going to take another total team effort for us to achieve what we want to get done. Very resilient team. I was able to experience it firsthand being there last year. So it was no surprise that they were able to go and do what they did in Detroit with all the circumstances that they had stacked against them, not being able to practice and just the limitations on travel and just kind of that, you know, the state of emergency that entire area was in. So I know a lot of guys on that staff and know a lot of the players and, you know, the character, the integrity, the toughness. So it really wasn't a surprise to see them do what they did on Monday night. So I know heading back into Ralph Wilson, I don't necessarily think I'm going to get the warmest reception. I think Dante might they might greet Dante maybe a little bit worse than me, kind of knowing the history there. But it's a great crowd. It'll be hostile, and it'll be some tough circumstances certainly for our offense to perform. We're going against what a lot of people consider the best front four in football. All you got to do is look at the sack numbers, but those aren't coming at the expense of rushing defense either. I mean, this team's top five against the run. They lead the league in sacks, and it's not a surprise knowing that group. Whether it's Mario, whether it's Jerry Hughes, Kyle Williams is to me one of the most underrated players of all time at his position. And then Marcel Darius is playing at a very high level as well. You know, offensively, they've been very efficient. I think you know, Kyle Orton has done a good job for them. You just look at the interception to touchdown ratio. He's been very impressive. Makes a lot of good decisions. Gets the ball out fast, and it's a potent skill group. Whether it's the, you know, big tight end and Scott Chandler. The running backs are solid. I've always been a Fred Jackson fan. And then you look at just the deep group of wideouts. You know, Watkins, Robert Woods had a career game Monday night. Hogan's been playing well for him. Marquise Goodwin, we know, all has elite speed. So it will be a challenge. So this is a game where we got to make sure that, you know, it's a fine line with the preparation and the focus. We've seen both sides of it. But it's a game where we're going to have to come out and be on point in what we're doing, and handle the adversity, handle the crowd, handle their front, and hopefully we'll have a positive outcome. Well, I mean, the players essentially were there, and I'd like to think we got them obviously headed in the right direction. But no, I have nothing but fond memories of my time there. I mean, that was a, you know, a bittersweet deal to leave that defensive room, because we know that we were building something pretty special there with that front and the guys playing behind it. So it's you know, it's not a surprise that they were able to maintain it. I think in this league people get wrapped up in scheme too much, and a lot of times it's players over scheme for the most part. So but I'm looking forward to going back. I have a lot of good friends there. And we'll smile and shake hands before the game, and we'll want to beat each other's brains out during the game, and then, you know, be fine with it afterwards. Well, not schematically, but I think from an aggression standpoint of how they're playing their front and how they're rolling their guys off. I mean, they're at a four-man front most of the time. They probably, from a percentage of blitz standpoint, they're very low. that I want to say most of their sack production, 75, at least 75% of it, has come from the front four. And coming out of New York, our blitz percentage was higher, and then when we got there as a staff, realized very quickly that we could rush four more and be more productive. So we tailored the scheme to fit more the front four and played more 4-3 than 3-4, given the group that we had. But like I said, it's not a big surprise the success that they're having, because they turned those guys loose. They're similar. That's why we know it's going to be a tall task for us. We're hopeful, and hopefully we've learned some from those games, and that we've built a plan that we can still be effective running the football. I don't see us ever as being, hey, going into a game, we can't run it, we're going to have to throw it. That's just not how we are built, and we're going to have to be efficient. And if efficient means gaining 3.5 yards or 4 yards, then so be it. I'd love to be the most boring, winningest offense out there. So we just have to find a way to still be effective in the run game. Yeah, I think he's been as advertised. I know he's their leading receiver. He's got a bunch of touchdowns. I know he missed some time with an injury earlier, or wasn't 100% for some games. But I think just overall, just the total package. Just that his size, his speed, his catch radius, his explosiveness. I mean, what he was able to do with the ball after he caught it, he almost had a defensive mentality as an offensive player. And then to me, just getting around the kid and just kind of seeing his personality and how passionate he is about football and how important it is to him and how much he wants to be great. You couldn't help but really, really like him. Definitely still a work in progress, and as was discussed a week, either last week or the week before, just the high level of play we're getting from Kaywan is really keeping Buster out of the slot, and we just feel Buster is just slightly ahead of Justin on the outside. But the times that he's gotten in there, he's made some plays for us, and it's not for a lack of want to. I mean, he works hard on the practice field, he's engaged. I mean, he's in there with, you know, whether it's Bobby Babich or Aaron Glenn or Halfley, just trying to perfect his craft. And I think it's just hard that you compare rookie years. There isn't a comparison, but we're confident that over the long haul that Justin's going to be the football player that we imagined he would be. I think it's rare that a rookie corner can come in and just play at a high level. That just doesn't – it's rare. I mean, it just doesn't – I know the Fuller kid in Chicago, I know he's had some injuries. He's had a pretty solid year, but other than that, it's funny. You look at you compare guys and results, and here's Kaywan Williams, didn't get drafted, is having one of the better years as a rookie corner. It's a little different because he's in the slot, though. Carlos is getting closer. I don't think we're ready to rule him out this week. I thought Craig did a good job for his first start and playing a lot of plays. There were times where I thought we were going to roll Tank in some if we needed to, and Craig, similar to Josh, just kind of checking in with him during the game. How are you? You good to go? Because he's also taken a fairly full load on special teams as well, and I thought our guys responded with the teams part of it, because we knew this was a game based on our situation that it was going to be a all hands on deck situation. You know, like Hawkins was ready to go in and be a gunner on punt, so was Buster. So it was a situation where we were very pleased with that attitude. But like I said, Craig, going back to Craig, he did a solid job filling in. Yeah, I think there's a couple throws. You could probably say that. There were probably two or three where he might have, whether it was a force or whether he was just anxious to get it to him, and the ball wasn't maybe as accurate as it could have been. But I just think that'll settle over time. We had a feeling that there was going to be some of that, but we just felt that the positive would outweigh that, and as it turned out, it did. We just want Josh to do his job. I mean, get open, and if the opportunity presents itself and we can get the ball to him and make a play, that's great. But, I mean, we don't want to force it there, but we also know that this guy is a Pro Bowl caliber receiver. He's a heck of a weapon. We think he helps the run game. From a defensive standpoint, looking at how do you take away an elite receiver and defend a run at the same time, and that is a dilemma. I know it firsthand from being in this league for as long as I have. So we know he'll help. There'll be some hidden effects. And then he's a playmaker. I mean, he's a guy. He showed that, you know, just even to something as simple as a pass from 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, that he can, you know, navigate his way on a wide receiver screen for 15, 20 yards. So certainly something we're going to look to take advantage of, but without disrupting the rhythm of our offense. We're not going to become just a pass-happy team and feature him just to get him the ball. It's got to come within the flow of our offense. No, he bounced back. I mean, he's not a guy that was going to let it. He knows, just like anybody else does, that, hey, it's over. That's one, hey, breathe a sigh of relief. And that's a confidence thing. Wow, as bad as I played for the bulk of that game, one, I was able to get it together and lead us down the field. You could tell he was upset. Like, even when he spiked the ball at the end, when he caught it, he threw it on the ground because he was so disgusted with himself. But I don't need to go and talk to him about that. I know he'll bounce back. And this is a new week. I mean, I don't think he's going to carry any of that with him. I just think he's the positive part of it. He's going to carry confidence with him. And the way he felt, the way he saw his teammates respond to him of, hey, we got your back. Everybody's going to make mistakes. You're not going to throw a perfect game every time. To me, I see the positives in it. I don't see him walking around, you know, dragging his tail, thinking that he's in the dumps because of it. He's practicing, but then again, we're looking for him to be able to go a number of days practicing, symptom free, and then we'll feel a lot better about it. So it's just kind of been that vicious cycle with him that it's feel good for one or two, and then have a setback. So he went through the walkthrough this morning, so we should see him out there today at practice, and then we'll just still it's still a truly a day to day thing. We don't. That's going to take a little bit of time, but we felt we could get by this week without making a roster move. That would have been a shame if we just kind of said, hey, we absolutely need to IR him for a spot, and we did it, and then it comes back, and hey, it's not as bad as we thought, and now it's 4 weeks or it's 5 weeks, and then we have a chance where it's right at the end of the year that we can get him back. So that we can feel like we can, the way the roster is now, we can buy yourself some time with it, and we'll know soon enough.